Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Lee James, of the 64th Legislative District in Venango and Butler County's Representative James. Welcome to this report to your constituents. We'd like to begin by talking about a subject that affects students across the state, and that's the PSSA testing and the mandated standards that are held for students across the state. Talk to us about the changes that are being made here and why this is a good thing for students.
Well, thank you for opening that up for me here, Charlie. Yes, I do want to talk about that because every family has kids or grandchildren or maybe even educators in the family. So what I'd like to say about that is there's actually a reduced mandated testing in the state now, and it's really a win for students, for families, for educators. You know, mandated testing is part of the Pennsylvania System of School Assessment, also known as PSSA. It's going to be reduced by 20% for the upcoming 2017-18 academic year. So this will allow teachers to actually better instruct their students in specific subjects rather than increasing the amount of classroom time preparing for mandated exams. Specifically, the State Department of Education is removing two sections, one in math, one in English and language arts, and additional questions from the science section. And that could eliminate up to two full testing days for some schools. So these changes impact students. They impact teachers in grades 3 through 8. They will now spend an average of 20% less time on statewide testing. In similar efforts, the House is continuing to look at all facets of education to ensure a quality, affordable education for Pennsylvania families. You know, within the last year, the House has spearheaded legislation to further invest in public schools to ensure greater effectiveness and accountability with the PSSA and really bring needed reforms to charter schools and enhance career and technical education.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is really it ties right into this, and that is higher education and making sure that there's enough money to do it. We know it's a very expensive venture, but we also know how important it is to make sure you get the education you need to succeed. And I understand that there's these plans called 529 savings plans to help with that, and I understand that you have a little bit of experience working with this type of product. Talk to us about this.
Yes, I do. Prior to coming to Harrisburg, I was in the banking and investment business, and I actually opened quite a few of these 529 plans. Here's why they're pure gold for families that are looking for savings for future education. The Treasury offers this PA 529 guaranteed savings plan, and the growth is tied to the rate of college tuition inflation. That means the PA 529 investment plan, which, by the way, offers 15 investment options by Vanguard Group, can really be useful for any family and in particular grandparents who are looking for ways to put a little dough aside, a little money aside for their favorite grandchildren for future education purposes. And the door is wide open. There's practically zero restrictions on the way a young person, or really any age person, can use these dollars in the future. And grandpa or grandma sets it up, probably appoints their son or daughter as the coordinator of this thing, and the grandchild is the beneficiary. The PA 529 Guaranteed Savings Plan is designed to enable your savings to help keep pace with the rising cost of higher education. We all know that's out there. The savings plan is also offered free enrollment at the moment, a $50 savings for all accounts which get open before September 30th, 2017. Take advantage of that free enrollment offer. Go to pa529.com, type in summer 2017 when prompted, and by doing so, families could also enter a chance to win $529 to put into the new account.
Representative James, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Lee James.